Mixed opinions from lawmakers after Newsom combines Trump and wildfire special sessions. California representatives expressed mixed feelings about Governor Gavin Newsom's decision January 13 to combine legislative special sessions addressing recent wildfires and the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. "We would love to see this as a separate special session just focused on wildfire and insurance," Republican Assembly Leader Assemblyman James Gallagher told the Epoch Times. "Enough of this nonsense about gearing up to sue Trump." He said the state and the country need to come together to help Californians rebuild their lives after the fires in Los Angeles County destroyed more than 12,000 buildings and took at least 27 lives, according to the latest statistics from CAL FIRE. "Let's unite and come together to help our communities recover and work with our federal partners, who we're going to need," Gallagher said. "We're going to need billions of dollars in relief and help, and it's much better to take a cooperative approach." Newsom expanded the special session he called in November 2024, meant to provide additional money to prepare for litigation once Trump takes office, to include a new proposal requesting lawmakers pass legislation that will provide additional funding and help bolster response efforts. The plan calls for $2.5 billion for recovery, including reopening schools affected by the fires, cleanup, and wildfire preparedness. Approximately $1 billion is earmarked for state emergency responses, with an expectation that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will reimburse the expenditures. Officials would use $1.5 billion to prepare for other natural disasters, including firestorms and windstorms. California is organizing a Marshall Plan to help Los Angeles rebuild faster and stronger, including billions in new and accelerated state funding so we can move faster to deliver for the thousands who've lost their homes and livelihoods in these firestorms, Newsom said in a statement. "To the people of Los Angeles, we have your back." Prior to the governor's announcement, Republican lawmakers requested in a press conference on January 13 that he call a special session for the wildfires, and some said they appreciated his decision to do so, they would just prefer the session be solely about the disaster. "I'm encouraged that Governor Newsom heard our calls to take action on the LA wildfires in a special session," Minority Leader Senator Brian Jones said in a statement emailed to the Epoch Times. However, lumping this emergency response together with a politically motivated special session to sue Trump is unnecessary and, frankly, insulting to those struggling through this disaster. He said victims of the disaster deserve a compassionate, nonpartisan response that helps them overcome their losses. "Sadly, these special session bills will likely include inappropriate provisions targeting the incoming federal administration alongside vital disaster relief for Californians," Jones said. Nevertheless, Republicans remain committed to working with our Democrat colleagues to secure wildfire relief and deliver real solutions for all Californians. Democrat Senate President Pro Tempore Senator Mike McGuire said he would lead his colleagues toward swift legislative actions to address the needs of those impacted. "California is moving heaven and earth to ensure an expedited and successful recovery and rebuild for all Angelenos," he said in a statement. "This early funding is a down payment that will kickstart the cleanup of neighborhoods and start the process of rebuilding lives. And, we'll do all of this while investing in legal protections for some of our most vulnerable Californians." His Democratic colleague, Assembly Speaker Assemblyman Robert Rivas, said lawmakers are out listening to constituents and will bring the needs of residents into consideration during future deliberations. "I've seen the devastation firsthand in Altadena, Malibu, and the Palisades," he said in a statement. "People have lost homes, livelihoods, and a sense of security. They are scared and angry, and we must act fast. We must ensure Angelenos and Southern Californians can restore their lives and communities as quickly as possible." Members on both sides of the aisle have introduced a slew of bills in recent days aimed at addressing concerns from recovery funding to cash assistance and insurance availability. Lawmakers will meet in the coming days and weeks to hash out the details, with proposals included in the special session able to move more quickly through the process than those in the general session.